Today, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. I talked way back in the spring about mulch, and here's another little bit about mulch for the fall and for the winter. Now, mulch, just mulching, you can increase your soil moisture, improve crop quality and feed the soil, learn how to mulch, when to mulch, and about the many different types of mulches that you can use in your garden. Now, mulch has been called the gardener's friend, and for good reason. In spring, mulch locks in the moisture, suppresses weeds, and feeds the soil. In winter, mulch can protect bare soil and prevents erosions and does protect the plants. Mulching is a fundamental part of gardening to keep plants looking beautiful and productive throughout the year. If you don't already know how to mulch, it's important to learn when to mulch, the right depth of mulch, and the right type of mulch. So, what is mulch? At its simplest, mulch is any material that covers the soil's surface. In nature, mulch is simply fallen leaves and plant debris. In the garden, it can also include compost, wood chips, rotten manure, cardboard, even seaweed if you have a good source of that. It's only recently that we've come to appreciate mulch's substantive and ecological benefits. And done correctly, mulching feeds our soils living microorganisms with nutrients, and the waste from these tiny microbes creates healthier soil structure for our plants, limiting compactation. Mulch does reduce weed growth by keeping the light from reaching the soil surface. It reduces water loss from the soil surface, which keeps maintained soil moisture, protects the bare soil from erosion, protects plants from the harsh conditions of winter freezes and thaws and freezes and winds, and there's lots of other benefits of mulching as well. Now just remember, in winter, the soil under the mulch will be warmer than the unprotected soil. This protects plants from the cycle of freezing and thawing, which I just mentioned, but it can also encourage those plants to keep growing later in the fall, which can be a bit of a problem. It can be very detrimental to your garden. Too much mulch, and that's a layer more than 3 inches deep, can bury and suffocate your plants. The water and oxygen won't reach the roots the same way. A layer of 2 to 3 inches of mulch is ample. Do not overmulch. Mulch can contribute to a rotting bark piled up around the trunks of trees and shrubs. Keep the mulch 6 to 12 inches away from the base of any woody plants. No more volcano mulching around the trees, please. And keep mulch away from the trunk. Discourages wood-borrowing insects and gnawing rodents and decay. Mulch near plant stems is a perfect place for slugs, snails, tunneling rodents, and more pests to reside. It's okay to sprinkle wood ashes or diatomaceous earth around the base of precious plants to keep the slugs and snails at bay, but not too much, please. Mulch can bake your plants with excessive heat in midsummer if not done properly. Light-colored, wood-based mulches like sawdust or fresh wood chips conceal nitrogen from the soil as they break down. Counter this effect by adding a nitrogen-rich fertilizer, such as soybean meal, alfalfa, cottonseed meal, to the mulch. Now, how much mulch is needed? And usually 2 to 3 inches of organic mulch is plenty. The finer the material, the thinner the layer may be. Inorganic mulches are often more shallow, and the mulch of small stones usually only needs to be an inch deep or so. Now, types of mulch. The ideal mulch should be dense enough to block weed growth, but light and open enough to allow water and air to reach the soil. Factors to consider mulch when purchasing are cost, availability, the ease of application, and what it looks like in your garden. And there's lots of materials in various colors and textures to choose from. Now, mulching in the autumn is generally not recommended unless you have a bare unplanted garden bed that you're just getting started for the next year. Instead, we recommend that you plant a winter cover crop, which you could till under in the spring. And that's things even, at home we've always used buckwheat, but some people plant clover. Any soil conditioning thing like that would be good. You can also use shredded leaves and lay at least 4 inches deep. Otherwise, don't apply mulch to your landscape in autumn. The soil will not cool down enough, and the plants might continue to grow underneath. The new growth won't be able to have time to harden off, and probably would be killed off by the winter cold. Also, mulching in the fall keeps the soil wet, which can lead to all sorts of root rot and diseases and plant death. Of course, if you're setting out new areas, start by clearing the surface of any debris and any rocks larger than a hen's egg. Mow down grass or cut back weeds to the ground. Fast forward a few months, and any grass or weeds below will have rotted down, and let the earthworms work them gradually into the soil. Now, mulching in winter is a sort of different way to do it, and it's something that's going to be okay to do very shortly. But once you've had several freezes, usually late November or after, you can then apply winter mulch around the base of any tender perennial plants and new plants. Now, I would wait until the ground has that frosty crust on it, if you like. Grafted plants like hybrid tea roses benefit from being mulched quite heavily once the ground has got that first bit of freezing. Shredded mulch, straw, pine needles, shredded leaves are all good winter mulches, and apply 3 to 4 inches. It's important to apply enough mulch in winter to keep the frozen ground completely covered, so that plant remains dormant until spring, no matter what type of warm or cold spells occur. And the hardest thing on our plants, especially in Muskoka here, is when we get the winter thaws and then the winter freezes and the temperature goes up and down and the water starts in the soil and the plants start to grow and then they get frozen off again. And you know the drill. It's that type of thing. So try to keep your ground completely frozen so that the plant remains dormant until spring. Take care not to put mulch next to the roots of trees or the trunks of trees or the crowns of plants. Again, that's that whole volcano thing. We don't want volcanoes in Muskoka. Protect branches and buds of evergreen or semi-evergreen shrubs, such as rhododendrons and viburnums, by wrapping them with burlap or protecting them with a tree guard filled with shredded leaves for insulation. Again, no volcanoes. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day.